I'm Steve Miller reporting. The debates over NATO spending that U.S. President Donald Trump ignited are paying off for countries on the alliance's eastern flank because they have led to more defense spending by allies.
For years, presidents have been coming to these meetings and talked about the expense, the tremendous expense to the United States, and tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment.
As the contentious two-day summit wrapped up Thursday, Mr. Trump intensified accusations that other nations in the 29-member alliance were not paying their fair share on defense. Mr. Trump said he expects member nations to spend at their 2% GDP level before increasing to 4%. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that officials say despite the long-standing alliance between the United States and Britain, the president's itinerary will largely keep him out of central London.
Thousands of officers will be on duty as Donald Trump's visit is met by the biggest British police operation in years. Police from nearly every force have been called up for the president's arrival as demonstrators rally against his first trip to Britain. Trump is expected to avoid central London, where the bulk of the protests will take place, instead visiting Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire, Chequers for talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, and Windsor Castle to meet the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump forecast an unspecified escalation between the United States and Iran following his withdrawal from the nuclear deal with Tehran. Mr. Trump's remarks came as his administration pressed European nations at the NATO summit to cut off all funding that Iran may use to foment instability in the Middle East and beyond. This is VOA News. Intense heat and water shortages raise fears of disease outbreaks, and flood hit western Japan Thursday as the death toll of the worst weather disaster in 36 years passed 200. Reuters' S. Giles has that story.
Intense summer heat and water shortages are driving fears of disease outbreaks among survivors. More than 200,000 households are currently without water in western Japan. Limited water supplies mean many people are not getting enough fluids. Officials also worry that with limited fresh water, people are avoiding simple things like washing their hands. That could easily lead to an epidemic.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles. If President Trump imposes another round of tariffs on imported goods coming from China, American consumers will take a direct hit with higher prices on everyday purchases. AP's Jackie Quinn has that story.
Topping the list, toilet paper, air conditioners, frozen tilapia filleted fish, even some of those red baseball caps that say, Make America Great Again. So far, most people haven't directly felt the impact from the current trade disputes, but some economists are predicting if new tariffs are imposed on 6,000 products in September, higher prices will be in effect for the holiday shopping season. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte came under renewed pressure Thursday to seek Chinese compliance to an arbitration ruling that invalidated China's claims to much of the South China Sea 2 years ago. VOA's Jeff Custer reports the ruling has been ignored by Beijing and remains unenforced.
Former Philippine Foreign Secretary Albert Del Rosario, who spearheaded the arbitration suit, called China a grand larcenist for pressing its territorial claims despite the 2016 decision, and labeled the Philippines a willing victim for allowing such defiance. The ruling invalidated China's historical claims to virtually the entire waterway, but Beijing refused to acknowledge it or join the arbitration proceedings held by a tribunal in The Hague under the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. President Duterte has nurtured close ties with China after rising to power in 2016 and has not sought immediate Chinese compliance to the landmark ruling. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Syrian State TV says the government has raised the national flag over Daraa, the South Syrian city that was the cradle of the 2011 revolt against President Bashar al-Assad's rule. Daraa has suffered catastrophic damage as one of the cities at the center of Syria's seven-year-long civil war. The British government released detailed plans Thursday for what it called a principled, pragmatic, and ambitious Brexit. The plans have already triggered the resignation of two top ministers and split the governing Conservative Party, in which they will likely face resistance from the European Union. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA1.